Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:17. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. As I mentioned, we're going to be chatting right now with educator and public figure Bat Galim Shire. She joins us on the line from Israel to talk to us about an initiative that to me sounds absolutely wonderful. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Fine. Thank you.
So
very exciting to be with you.
Yeah, it's actually for us as well. When I read about the initiative that you're involved with over the weekend, I just thought, wow, this is incredible. Not only because of what it is, but because of what you've endured and some of the tragic experiences that you've been through, and then for something like this to be what you're looking to do. I thought that's incredible. But my listeners have no idea what I'm talking about. Please take us through your journey.
So 6.5 years ago, when my son, Gilad, one of the three boys, was kidnapped, we felt the tremendous support and the huge embrace from Jews all over the world. And realized how important it is to maintain this connection in the day-to-day routine of normal times. We kept in touch with many of the people who came to comfort us and support us over the years. And the South Africa Jews gave us a huge embrace those days. I remember that they sent us a package to our family, and it was very meaningful for us. And now we're trying to continue those connections, and we launched a new project. We call it Happy Birthday to You.
So
it's a very special platform. We created a platform to create a meaningful connection between Jews in Israel by connecting them by the Hebrew birthday. And the information will be publicized in 5 languages, Hebrew, English, Spanish, French, and Russia, to reach a maximum audience. And all the information, of course, is kept secure on the platform and is not shared with anyone else. And it's very easy. You only have to input your name, email, address, and birthday, and you will receive your Hebrew birthday and the name of someone who shares it.
Then
you can be in contact to celebrate together, and the sky is the limit. Once you establish this connection, you can develop it.
So the concept is and I absolutely love the concept. I just want to go back to when all of this was happening and you were living through what could only be described as a living nightmare, hell, I don't think there are words to describe, but what was incredible was that what you're rightfully saying is that I recall here in South Africa that this was the one focus of everybody and in terms of the Jewish community around us. It was as though the world of Jewry, certainly from South African perspective, was absolutely united and focused on this horror and on this tragedy. And whether people knew you, didn't know you, and of course most people didn't, there was this connection, and the connection was felt and experienced by every person. So what's amazing about this for me is that what you focused on is the connection, and that's what you are looking to maintain. And first of all, I have to say that to look for and to find that positive out of something that is so inherently negative and terrible is so commendable, because many people would have gone the more bitter route, and I'm sure there are many, many times that you are that, and because everybody's human. But to focus on something positive, which is to build connection between the Jews around the world, and to do it through their birthdays, which I think is so wonderful, because ultimately that's the celebration of life, is just so incredible. How did you get to this?
Okay, it's not easy, but I try to keep focused on the glass, which is half full. Most of the people know me because of my son Gilad, but yes. We have another five girls. I have a grandchild. You know, everyone deals with a lot of trouble, and it's not easy time today, but I think that if we are trying to see what we have, to look about the half full glass, so this is our mission, I think, and it's not easy, and we are trying. I think when I'm doing the project or when I'm trying to do a good deed, I think it makes me to feel better, and it's not easy. It's not easy.
No, I'm sure it's not.
My son very much, and you know, that's life, but we're trying to continue. I want to share that I was born in South Africa,
wow.
Myself also. Yes, most of the people don't know this fact. I was very young. My parents were in Middelburg. My father was a rabbi there in the community. And they came back to Israel when I was 4 years old. So I don't remember a lot from South Africa, but I have a very... I like this community very much,
right.
Because I heard a lot about this community. And
yes.
In South Africa, there is a lot of love between the Jewish community in
absolutely.
South Africa and the Jews in Israel.
Absolutely.
So we really want to have a connection with you.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the Frankels stayed in our home when they came to South Africa to speak about everything as well. So this, as I say, the South African, as you say, the South African community is very, very connected. So how do people now join your program? Because I think it is wonderful. I think all of our children should join it. I think it's got such a unique way of connecting us to each other. How do we go about doing that?
So you have to go to the website. It's mazeltov.world, and then you have to input your name, email address, and birthday, and you will receive your Hebrew birth date and the name of someone who shares it.
So that's great, because in fact, I've just gone onto the website. Welcome to Mazel Tov Building Jewish Families. So and all you need to do then is put in your English birthday, because many people aren't always aware of what the Hebrew birthday is. So we don't need to worry to look that up before we go into the website.
Yeah, I don't understand again.
So I'm just confirming that you don't need to know your Hebrew birthday before you go onto the website.
Exactly.
Because that is, a lot of people don't know necessarily what the Hebrew birthday is. So this is a nice way of finding that out as well. So the website is mazeltov.org. If you go onto that, I'm certainly going to register. I would encourage our listeners to as well. And I think it's a great exercise to do with each and every one of your children. You're stuck at home with them. You've just now got a great thing to do. It's educational. It gives you an opportunity to talk to them about global connectivity and interconnectivity and what it means to be a Jew in this world, connected to everybody else. So I think that is absolutely incredible, and well done to you for this project. Good luck with it, and certainly we'll check in with you and see how it's going. That's educator and public figure Bat Galim Shaya, and we've been chatting to her from Israel about an amazing new project that she has been involved in.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.